There's been a great deal of hatred and anger across America of late. Indeed, a level of open racism reminiscent of the civil rights movement or the anger of the Vietnam War era. Sure, some of it is pretty petty stuff, like folks being denied access to restaurants, hounded from their dining tables, while others more frighteningly threaten civil war. Indeed, that embrace of anger has in some circles seen nostalgia for the ever-calm President Obama morphed into attacks against him for having been too nice in the face of Republican efforts to undermine our constitutional system, most notably in letting Senator McConnell get away with denying Obama his right to a Supreme Court justice pick when Scalia passed away. Now, there is plenty of reason for the left to feel justified anger from Trump's assault on America's image of itself as a nation of immigrants to the more immediate threat to women's reproductive rights, from his refusal to confront the climate crisis to his embrace of unregulated gun ownership. And yes, anger can be productive. Indeed, this commentator just co-edited a book called Understanding Angry Groups: Multidisciplinary Perspectives on Their Motivations and Effects on Society, but not this time. Indeed, the key to defeating Trump lies not in anger, but in a generous dose of reconciliation that needs to flow in two distinctively different directions. First, the entire American left needs to get over the last presidential primary season. Yes, many folks out there still mourn Bernie or Hillary's loss. However, these days, such arguments are not about Hillary or Bernie, but have become a personal assault on the decisions individual Democratic voters made during the primaries. That only disunites the opposition to Trump today. Then there is that second arena that calls for a rejection of anger and a generous level of reconciliation. That is dealing with America's conservative community, those folks that on the surface still largely support Trump. Indeed, what anyone terrified about what Trump is doing to American civil society and constitutional norms needs from the Republicans is to see them not more unified as the left needs to be, but more fractured. And happily, that is not an unimaginable prospect. Sure, we can argue about what Trump's political style, his politics, his behavior actually represents. But the only thing that is obvious is that Donald Trump is not a Republican, certainly not a Republican in the vein of Lincoln, of the Emancipation Proclamation, or Ronald Reagan's obsession with a corporate America unfettered by government interference. Indeed, only a small part of the American right has actually embraced that Stalinist-style cult of personality Trump has built among his core supporters, while a good part of the right wing of American politics remains traditional Republicans, as we have seen most recently in congressional opposition to Trump's assault on bedrock Republican values, from free trade and NATO to its longtime suspicion of Russia. And that reality offers those on the left another path where respect and reconciliation will offer far more dividends than anger. Indeed, the left has to drop its insulting and angry assault on the entire American right to help facilitate divisions between the real Republicans and Trump's significantly smaller core base of support. Because I think, and this should be obvious, being constantly told they are idiots is not likely to provoke conservative moments of reflection. For God's sakes, give the right some breathing space to notice how little this fellow represents any policies one might consider a genuinely conservative, while opening the door for a weakened Trump to find himself facing a fight for the Republican nomination, as Ted Kennedy once challenged Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan challenged Gerald Ford, and yes, both Carter and Ford eventually beat back their primary opponents. Nevertheless, they lost the general election. However, none of that happy future is going to happen until the American left forgets the anger of the last primary season and stops painting the American right with a uniform barrage of hate.